It has been so long since a president invoked the phrase that a generation has grown up unaware that Taft, Hartley, and Act were fighting words in the ears of organized labor. The Taft-Hartley Act was passed in 1947 by a Republican-led Congress over the veto of President Harry Truman. Professor Nelson Lichtenstein is a historian of the American labor movement. He's at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Professor Lichtenstein, what does the Taft-Hartley Act do, and why was it enacted?
Well, it was enacted by the first Republican Congress that was elected since the beginning of the New Deal. They'd been out of power for more than 15 years. So they were ready and fighting and mad. They wanted to, what they called, level the playing field, really tilt it much more against the trade union movement, which in 1947 was at the height of its power. So in addition to the clause which enables a president to declare a cooling off period and end a strike for 80 days, in addition to that, the law had other features which certainly did make labor livid. For example, it required the trade unionists and trade unionists alone to sign affidavits that they were not communists. Second, it excluded a whole variety of people from the purview of the labor law. For example, supervisors and various kinds of professionals. These people, many of them had joined unions. They were now declared to be not workers. They could not be parts of unions, or at least not use the labor law. The law also made illegal the secondary boycott, in which one union strikes a firm which is supplying another. This had been a powerful tool by the trade union movement in the 30s and 40s to gain new members and to win new contracts.
Harry Truman called it a slave labor bill when it passed, but I gather he then invoked its provisions a few times.
That's right, he did. In the late 40s, early 50s, it was invoked numerous times. There were coal mine strikes, steel strikes in particular, and Truman did invoke it. It was called a slave labor law in part for this reason. No one can make people work involuntarily. We have a 13th Amendment in this country that abolished slavery.
Involuntary servitude.
That's correct. And when you declare an 80-day cooling off period, so-called, you have to enforce it. And that may, in fact, and has, in fact, required the jailing of trade union leaders or trade unionists who violated this. By many unionists and many liberals, is considered a return to the days of the semblance of slavery. That's why they use that phrase.
Jimmy Carter was the last president to invoke Taft-Hartley. That was 24 years ago. Has President Bush dug up a fossil here? I mean, that's a long time to go without invoking a law.
Well, a law is not a fossil if it works. It is a long time. Partly the reason it hasn't been used is because we no longer have great strikes in this nation as we did 30 and 40 years ago. This strike is an unusual strike in that it has the capacity to harm the national economy.
And technically isn't even a strike.
That's right. It's a lockout. And in fact, this raises the issue, when the workers go back to work, this is the question of literally slavery again. How efficiently will they work? What if the Pacific Maritime Association claims that they are working inefficiently, if they are working to rule, if they're keeping track of their safety and health, etc. What do you do then? You can't get out the whips, as slave masters did 200 years ago. You claim that the workers are violating the Taft-Hartley Act. It's a violation of a law, and then you incur civil or criminal penalties.
Nelson Lichtenstein, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Professor Nelson Lichtenstein is a historian at the University of California, Santa Barbara.